This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Government preparing to send Nepal Airlines Corporation's wide-body plane to bring Nepali students from China's Hubei province. Communist Party Chairman Prachanda believes in intensification of development and construction activities in the days to come. And death toll due to coronavirus exceeds 1,000. World Health Organization says the virus must be contained at any cost. Now the news in detail. The government is preparing to send the wide-body A330 of Nepal Airlines Corporation to bring Nepali students wishing to return home from China's coronavirus-affected Hubei province. A meeting among officials at the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation and the airlines was held on Sunday to discuss the issue. Nepal Airlines Corporation informed that it would send its wide-body aircraft to China within a day or two. Nepal Airlines Corporation spokesperson Archana Kharka shared that the internal preparations had been made for making a flight to China to rescue Nepali nationals residing in Hubei. Meanwhile, Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation confirmed the discussion about sending wide-body to bring back Nepali nationals in Hubei. Likewise, Ministry of Urban Development and Ministry of Health are making preparations to deal with the issue, but the Council of Ministers is yet to give the final authority to give the decision. Meanwhile, the administration has prohibited the entry of journalists to the building premises of Nepal Electricity Authority at Kharipati, where preparations for quarantines are ongoing to house the Nepalese to be evacuated from Wuhan of China. The journalists had reached the site for reporting, but they were prevented from entering into the main gate of the office. Likewise, the local residents of Kharipati have also asked the government to seek an alternative place. Superintendent of Police at Metropolitan Police Range Bhaktapur, Sabin Pradhan, said that works were being carried out in a speedy manner and added that the journalists were prevented from entering into venue, fearing hindrance to the construction works. 124 evacuees would be kept in Kharipati while rest of the others would be housed in the Drinking Water Training Center office at Nagarkot. Communist Party Chair Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda has said Nepal is poised for socialism with the abolition of feudalism. Addressing the award distribution and facilitation program organized by Phalgunanda Lingden Film Private Limited in Kathmandu yesterday. Party Chair Prachanda said all nationalities and regions played instrumental roles in every political transformation, including the establishment of democratic republican system in the country. He stated that all the Nepalese living in different regions were infused with the feeling of national unity, like the Kirat community. On the occasion, the party chair honored Yahan Lawati Bharat Subba with the Certificate of Appreciation for their special contribution in the development of Limbu language, arts and literature. The Development and Technology Committee of the House of Representatives has directed the Urban Development Ministry to present the bill related to the Integrated Utility Corridor in the ongoing session of the Federal Parliament. Yesterday's meeting of the Development and Technology Committee held at Singhadarbar directed the Urban Development Ministry to forward the bill at the earliest. The committee met the directive in the context where mismanaged wire and electric poles and improper drainage and drinking water pipelines have made cities look untidy. Speaking at the committee meeting, Communications and Information Technology Minister Gokul Prasad Baskota said the concerned ministry was preparing the draft for the bill and works had been forwarded so as to present the bill in the ongoing House session. The minister stressed on the relevance of the utility corridor bill to all the cities of the country. Similarly, Finance Minister Dr. Yuvaraj Khatiwara informed that provision to manage the drainage had been added in the Public Procurement Act. Likewise, Physical Infrastructure and Transportation Minister Basantakumar Nemwang said he was in favor of the bill and stressed on the implementation of the bill. Drinking Water Minister Bina Maga stressed on the coordination among the concerned bodies for smooth road construction works. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has met the visiting chief of the army staff of Bangladesh, Aziz Ahmed, yesterday. During the meeting held at the Prime Minister's residence, Balwatar, matters relating to security issues concerning the two countries were discussed. Bangladeshi Army Chief Ahmad had arrived Kathmandu on February 7 at the invitation of Chief of Army Staff Purnachandra Thapa. The delegation led by visiting Canadian Senate Speaker George J. Fiore observed the meeting of the National Assembly yesterday at the invitation of National Assembly Chair Ganesh Prasad Thimilsina. Speaking at the special hour of the National Assembly, lawmakers expressed their belief that Canadian Senate Speaker's Nepal visit would help bolster the Nepal-Canada relation. On the occasion, Communist Party lawmaker Dinanath Sharma believed that the bilateral relations between Nepal and Canada would reach a new height in the future. Mentioning the 65-year-old diplomatic relation between the two countries, lawmaker Sharma further said that both the countries had common uniqueness and traits of political system. Meanwhile, Nepali Congress lawmaker Surendra Raj Pandey drew the government's attention towards endorsing the bills tabled in the parliament through consensus, like the Media Council Bill. He also urged the government to ensure working environment for all the constitutional bodies. Likewise, Rashtriya Janata Party lawmaker Ramesh Prasad Yadav pointed out the similarities between Nepal and China in terms of political system, though Canada had constitutional monarchy. The Department of Transport Management is set to increase the age limit to minimum 18 years old to get a driving license. Director General of the Department, Gagan Bahadur Hamal, informed that the draft of the Motor Vehicles and Transport Management Act would replace the existing provisions of getting the license at the age of 16 years old. He also said that department had also decided to increase expiry deadline of driving license to 10 years from the existing 5 years. The issue will reach the Parliament in a form of bill via the Council of Ministers after the Ministry tables it in the Cabinet. Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Basanta Kumar Nirmal has said no development projects would be halted now onwards with the implementation of the Public Procurement Regulation 9th Amendment. Speaking at the annual review and progress seminar organized by the Department of Roads yesterday, Minister Nirmal directed all the concerned bodies to be serious towards maintaining quality of roads to ensure transportation safety. You're listening to Radio Nepal TTM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे उ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईहरु फ्रेश हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस हस बाबुजी
ओइ वाईफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छदै छ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
यु लिसनिङ टु रेडियो नेपाल सिटीएम न्यूज बुलेटिन ऑन टु मोर न्यूज नाउ Nepal police has suspected that former secretary Arjun Garg's wife Muna Garg might have been murdered. A police officer of the police headquarters said the investigation was underway on the basis of CCTV footage of the house as well as other evidences in suspicion of murder. Muna, who was found unconscious at the kitchen of her house located at Sanipah, Lalitpur yesterday morning, died in course of treatment at Star Hospital. She had deep head injury as well as bruise to the neck and hands. Domestic helper for the Kargi family, Bijay Chowdhury, was found hanging in the dining room of the house. Former Secretary Kargi had gone for a morning walk during the incident. As per the preliminary investigation, Chowdhury was found involved in the murder. Police suspect that Chowdhury killed himself after murdering Muna. The national flag carrier Nepal Airline Corporation is starting a direct flight to Narita of Japan from coming March 2nd. Issuing a press release yesterday, the airline said that the corporation's wide-body aircraft would fly to Narita thrice a week on Monday, Wednesday and on Friday. The Nepal Airlines Corporation's aircraft would take off from Kathmandu at 1:25 a.m. and return at the Trivan International Airport at 6:25 p.m. on the same day from Narita. The promotional fare for one-way travel has now been determined at 37,000 rupees, while the round-up trip would cost 73,000 rupees. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. Time for an international update now. The death toll in China climbed above 1,000 as the World Health Organization cautioned that the spread of the cases outside China could be the spark that becomes a bigger fire. WHO said human race must not let the epidemic get out of control. Hubei province, which is the epicenter of the outbreak, reported 103 deaths on Monday, the most in any single day after 91 deaths on Sunday. But 2,097 new cases was down from the previous day when there were 2,618 cases. There are now over 42,000 confirmed cases in China as well as 319 cases in 24 other countries, including one death. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in the western region and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping the headlines once again. Government preparing to send Nepal Airlines Corporation's wide-body plane to bring Nepali students from China's Hubei province. Communist Party Chairman Prachanda believes in intensification of development and construction activities in the days to come. And death toll due to coronavirus exceeds 1,000. World Health Organization says the virus must be contained at any cost. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.uv.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.